Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The Lord just spoke to me early this morning, early morning hours, that just plain as day, I believe, that, you know, a lot of people want to say, hey, this is just like the 60s, you know, the 1960s and 1960s. And some of the prophetic words are that we will go back to the 60s as soon as our president told Israel they'll go back. But then to go back to the 1967 lines, then Americans have to go back to the 1960s themselves.
Right.
But the difference is this. This is what the Lord was just speaking to me this morning, is the difference, it's not the 60s like you think it is. Because in the 60s, the people who did not like capitalism, the people who were against our military strength, the people that were against our way, the Constitution, were in the streets.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they were blowing things up.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on the outside trying to just change those who were on the inside. And so it was a different environment, a totally different environment. And the difference is today, it is like the 60s, but this is the big twist to it. The people that used to be on the outside who hated capitalism, who hated the Constitution, who hated the military strength of the Pentagon, wanted to blow it up and destroy it,
mm-hmm.
they're on the inside now.
Mm.
And they're having to hire people to make it look like they looked back in the 60s. Because they're interviewing people with Occupy Wall Street and all this, and it's like, they don't know why they're there. They don't have a vision. They're getting paid $8 an hour, some of them. You know, and they're around the world. They're trying to create the appearance like happened back with them. They can't create them, and the reason why they cannot create what they did in the 60s is because they are actually the man now. Mm-hmm. Then they were fighting against the man, but now they are the man. And so the people that hate capitalism, the people that hate the way we do business, the people who hate the Constitution, who want to change it, the people who don't like our military strength, the Pentagon, they are now leading the Pentagon. They're not all of our leaders, but they have authority in it. I'm talking mm-hmm. about everybody in government. I'm talking about the leaders over it predominantly. And that mm-hmm. They're over Wall Street influence, right. And Federal Reserve Board and all these different, they are the man now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they can't, they've tried and tried to create on the outside to look like it was back in the 60s. The problem is the people that were on the streets in the 60s are in the White House and in the Congress and in the Pentagon, and they're in those positions now.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't even hire them people to look like them. They were so rebellious and against it.
Right.
And so you have Bill Ayers and all, you know, allegedly, you know, the President Barack Obama's campaign was kicked off right in Bill Ayers' living room.
Right.
When you look about it, he sat on the board with Bill Ayers.
Yeah.
He in school board. They taught together in the same schools, allegedly, that their wife. I mean, this is Bill Ayers is the one that set a bomb off in the FBI building, a Federal Bureau of Investigation building. And said that he wished that he would have blown up more and didn't regret it. Canada won't even let Bill Ayers in to their nation. They think he's too much of a risk, but we let him teach in our universities. And this is where this whole thing's coming from. And we're going to be talking about, there's an agenda going on. Hopefully we'll get a chance to tell you more about it before it's fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
But in the context of that, there's an agenda happening. And what you've seen is, it's the spirit that was there, the rebellious spirit that's there in the 60s is here. The difference is they're the ones in authority. They're rebelling against God, God's way of doing things. They're rebelling against the Constitution. They're rebelling against our methodology of our strength, that peace comes through power. They're saying peace comes through weakness. And look what's happening in the Middle East and all the things mm-hmm. taking place. They're rebelling against capitalism. As they're talking about taxing at a 75%, even at times, quote, 100% tax rate, unquote, was said that our president said at one time that it would be, which means a total communism type of methodology of rule. That's how you do that. I'll take care of you. Give me everything you got. Or slavery, right? That'd be slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're on the inside. The Lord laid on my heart. So that's what's going on. And so
inside
all these,
job.
Yeah, they're inviting people who are against the nation, against our all rights come from God, but they're against our God's way of doing things. And our God, they're against Jesus. If you're for Muhammad, you're against Jesus, by the way, because they say Jesus has to come back and repent for being what he... I mean, we'll accept Jesus if he acknowledges he's not the son of God, because Allah had no sons. That's what the Quran says. And just to say Jesus is a son of God, you know, no matter how sweet you say that, Christian, it's not going to be seen as a positive thing. I mean, this is what's going on. You have to understand, the 80-something French soldiers died to liberate Afghanistan. And so they go to sign a treaty with Afghanistan, and because it's under Islamic law, according to the Quran, that's how they're running things, they say, we cannot sign this treaty because it says friend. It says friend. And the Quran tells us that we cannot have an infidel as a friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
85 French soldiers died to liberate them.
Unbelievable.
And they just said that, and so this is what France did. France went back and changed it, changed the word, the infidel, went back and changed the word and called it. So we'll just put the word relationship there so we can have treaty with each other.
Wow.
And it's like, don't you get it? They don't mix. Islam and Christianity don't mix. Normal way of doing it. Islam is about taking over the world for Allah, their God, and their rule of law is the Quran. I mean, that's the way they would see that. Mm-hmm. And so if you say, hey, I think that we should go ahead and sign a treaty or that type of thing, they're going to go back and they're going to check their law. And their law says this is how it happens, this is how it happens. And they specifically said, allegedly reported in the news, that they could not sign a covenant or a treaty with France, who gave up like 85 died to give them the ability to even write a treaty.
Wow.
Because the Quran says that you cannot be friends of the infidel, which means you can't be a friend with a Jew. You can't be a friend with a Christian. So JJ is not going to be your friend.
No.
And those who are just outright, you know, against everything. And Islam is not your friend if you are not a follower of Muhammad. I mean, it's just how it is. I mean, their goal is to convert servitude, or if they're fully dedicated to the concept like the Muslim Brotherhood, then to do away. And so with you. And so that's the Lord of my heart, that here we were, you know, the guys were on the inside. And so they can't even hire somebody to look like them. But understand this. The spirit's still here. The Guy Fawkes mask is worn by those who are in leadership. That's who it is. It's the guy in the tuxedo. It's the guy, you know, in the West Wing. It's the guy in the Pentagon. It's not all the soldiers, but it's the people who are over it. Right. And they're rebellion. They're irreverent. Anything against the Constitution, against God, you see this unfolding rapidly. Why? Because it's Guy Fawkes. They're trying to blow this puppy up in the concept of what we stood for. And they can't even, it's so bad, they can't even find somebody to hire them, to pay them, to act like them. And I thought, well, that's pretty interesting, God, because that definitely makes sense. It totally makes sense. And so don't think that the spirit of rebellion, the things that God's been showing us about Guy Fawkes and all that, that's not here. They're trying to hire somebody to look like them in the streets, and nobody's buying in right now.
Right.
But I really believe at some point this whole thing's going to morph, and the whole thing's just going to just, you know, take its course.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.